squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
All right, here we go. Another Friday of high school hoops. Jared Sluffy with you. Here 92.1 KMZA, your game of the week is brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Got a good one for you here tonight on the girls' side of things. The Valley Heights Mustangs come into tonight's contest ranked 9th in Class 2A, according to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. In the most recent poll that was released on Tuesday, they are 2-2 on the season. As for Donovan West, they're not going to be a pushover here tonight. They are unranked, but they are still 2-1. In the season. So far for these two teams, it's kind of been the same thing. Their wins have been blowouts and their losses have been close ones. As for Valley Heights, their two wins were by 22 against Marysville and by 31 against Republic County, and their losses were 3 at Riley County and 4 points against Frankfort. And as for Donovan West, it was a 23-point win over Axtell and a 29-point win at Troy, and their lone loss was a 3-point loss versus Riverside. So it's the Battle of the Mustangs. Should be a good one here tonight. Taking a look at more of the in-depth stats for you for both teams for Valley Heights. They are, as of right now, scoring 44 points per game. As for D-West, they're scoring 46.3. Valley Heights' defense has been pretty solid, allowing 40 points per game, but D-West has been even better statistically through their first three games, as they've been allowing just 30 points per game. Head coach Jordan Brockstrom for Valley Heights is in his seventh season, and as for D-West, they're head coached by Perry Smith. This is a D-West team that has a lot of great athletes. They placed third in the state volleyball tournament, and I believe it was maybe a month and a half ago already? My goodness, this time has really flown here. It feels like just yesterday we were starting volleyball season, but here we are as we approach Christmas. And as for this Valley Heights team, they made the state tournament last season on the hard court, or the hardwood, and messed that up, the hardwood. They lost to Berean Academy. They are the number one team in the state this year, Berean Academy is, and they lost on a last-second three-pointer. So it was a close loss to arguably the best team in the state this season. So this is a Valley Heights team that can compete with literally anybody. We'll go and step aside for a quick break, and we'll have our starters, and we'll follow that up with the national anthem. You are listening to your Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
Just a couple minutes away from tip-off, and we got a good one here tonight. It's the Battle of the Mustangs, Donovan West and Valley Heights. We'll get starters here in just a little bit. And taking a look once again at how both teams got here. For Valley Heights, in order, they lost to Riley County by 3, and then they had 2 blowout wins against Marysville and Republic County, and Frankfort a loss, and then it was a win against Axtell for D-West, lost to Riverside, and then a big win, 57-28 win for Donovan West at Troy. Let's now have our national anthem. We'll step aside for a couple minutes here on 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays.
And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
Tip-off here on our game of the week, won by D. West. Who said the Mustangs? It's the battle of the Mustangs. A lob pass is over the head of the intended target in the paint for D. West. That was Weathersby, the intended target, as Johnson threw the pass. It's a turnover in Valley Heights. We'll get to the ball underneath their own basket, and we're back underway. So for Donovan West, it's Kyra Johnson, Clara Cole, Brenna Eady, Melena Wettstein, and Avery Weathersby starting. Dribbling to the right side. Driving hard is Anturber, getting the start for Valley Heights. Pass to the near side for Kaylee Scala. Now to the far side wing for Delana Merck. Shot up, and that one is good from 5 feet for Merck. First basket of the game. Let's take a look at Valley Heights starters. It is going to be Kaylee Scollop, Delana Merck, Audra Steinfurt, Ann Turber, and Taya Smith. Here's a shot on the side. Up and good for Avery Weathersby. And it's good. A layup from the near side block. We are tied 2-2. Should be a good one. Got two teams loaded with athletes, both making the state tournament for volleyball. Valley Heights, they were eliminated in pool play. Donovan West getting third place in state, getting past pool play undefeated. And losing in the first game against Smith Center, then defeating Inman. Shot up off the glass is good from the far side block. And Valley Heights back up 4-2. That was a shot by Steinfurt. Gets on the near side block for Melena Wettstein, turning it over though. Underneath the basket of Valley Heights is where I'm broadcasting from tonight. So a different angle and get some getting used to here. A pass inside, shot up, is rejected out of there by Weathersby. It was Steinfurt trying to get it up, and on the rejection, it'll stay with the home team. Duncan West in their white on whites with the orange accent. And a foul bringing it up the court is it stays with the home team. It goes to the home teams. That was a turnover. Weathersby was bumped. Hard to see who that was on as the official talks to the scorer's desk, and it's all the way over on the other side. And it looks like that was against Merck. That is her first foul. Team's first, driving baseline. And double dribbling is Kyra Johnson, the senior. Ann Turber inbounding for Valley Heights, passing it up ahead to Kaylee Scala, driving baseline from the near side from Claire Cole, bounce pass, driving left, shot up, no good. An attempt from Taya Smith, and get the shot to go. In the fast break, Donovan West, bounce pass, Weathersby has it near the block, and gets the shot up and good off the glass, and Weathersby now has 4 points. And D. West ties it 4-4. Pressure brought on by D. West. In the backcourt, and that's the steal for Weathersby. Got a hand on the pass, and a shot up is no good, but a foul called as Kyra Johnson We'll have two free throws. No, they're going to say it's on the floor. So that one will go against Amterber. That is her first, team second. 5.5 left to go, opening quarter. 4-4, our score. The West Valley Heights, Battle of the Mustangs here in the TVL. Talk about the race for the TVL here in a little bit. Shot up, bit off, inbound. And that was Brenna Eady. Nice 15-footer. Here's a pass that's stolen away by Eady. Who's on the floor now. She had a steal momentarily. And now a good job calling a timeout by Jordan Brockstrom, the Mustang Valley Heights head coach. And that'll be their first of the quarter. Let's take a look at the TVL standings now. Two teams are currently 2-0 in league play. That would be Hanover and Donovan West. Hanover, the lone undefeated team among those two. They are 3-0. Number two team in class 1A-D2. As for D-West, they are 2-1, of course. Centralia and Frankfurt are both 1-0, tied for third. Centralia is 3-1. Frankfurt is 5-0. Axel and Troy are tied for fifth at 1-1, with the Eagles at 2-1. The Trojans are 1-3. After they played yesterday, getting a win over Jefferson County North, Clifton, Clyde, Lynn, and Washington County have not played a league game yet, so they're all tied for 7th. Valley Heights tied for 10th with Onega 0-1, with the Mustangs at 2-2, Onega at 3-1. Inbound, we're back underway. Valley Heights gets it. And Turber on the inbound. A couple dribbles and gives it up. Far side wing, out top of the key. Dropping to her left, here's Taya Smith. On the far side corner. And Swearingen's pass is stolen away. Come back the other way. Layup is no good by Claire Cole. The senior couldn't get the shot to fall. And Valley Heights gets a break. By the way, that shot earlier by Edie was actually a three-pointer. And a response from Valley Heights. Two-pointer makes it 7-6. Press break for D. West. Driving right side, losing it out of bounds. It'll stay here. Coming in for Donovan West is Wett Stein, who came out, actually beg your pardon, sorry, as Katie Johnson. So Wett Stein also actually did check in the game. I did have that right. Here's a lob in the inbound. Katie Johnson has it, kicks it into the far side wing for Brenna Eady. It's the near side. High post catch from Wett Stein, and she's hacked. That'll be the third team foul. First personal charge to Taya Smith. Inbounding is Wettstein for Donovan West. Here's the lob, getting it into Kyra Johnson. She'll hand it off. Nice up fake. Driving is Wettstein. She loses it, though. Good hands by Taya Smith to knock it free, and she'll be awarded with a steal. And Turber brings it up. Top of the key, going to the left. Smith. Now a three-pointer on the way by Scala. That one a long three, long rebound. Into the hands of Swearingen. Kick it out. Long two is no good from the far side corner from Taya Smith. It's out of bounds, and it will go to the West. Substitution for the Mustangs as Delana Merck checks back into the game. Once again, Valley Heights bringing on the press. Both teams are in the press. Inbound is to Eady of Donovan West. Now the far side, getting across that court is Wettstein. Gets it to the near side to Lena Leatherman into the game for the first time. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with D. West. 7-6 our score. First quarter, 3:48 remaining with D. West, the home team, out in front. Valley Heights, nice backdoor cut. Leatherman underneath the basket. Can't get the shot to go. Got to say Valley Heights in their road blacks with purple accents here. Pass up ahead. Nice look. Finding Merck underneath the basket. She'll lay it in. She has four, and now a violation on the inbound charge to Weathersby. The Valley Heights takes the lead, and they get the ball right back after the turnover. Inbounding is Merck. So bounce pass it in to Ann Turber. So bounce pass it at the top of the key for Scala. He's up for dribble. Take pass. Now swings it around to the near side corner to Ann Turber. A whistle and a carry. And Turber turns it over for Valley Heights. D. West looking to get the lead back. They've had it for the entire first quarter until now. High post catch for Weathersby. Pass to the near side corner. Deflected and stolen away by Valley Heights. Good defense by both teams so far. Hasn't been very many open looks for either team. Far side corner catch made by Swearingen. But she turns it over when she puts it on the floor. Come back the other way, D. West. And Winstein can't finish. Weathersby there to clean it up, and she lays it in. Avery Weathersby now with 6 points. And D. West right back on top, 9-8. Got a good one here from Highland. Valley Heights breaks the press. Three-pointer, far side corner, air ball, but an offensive rebound by Olivia Scala. Here is Haley Scala with it. Cross-court pass. And that was not a good one. It goes out of bounds. Trying to find Olivia Scala as she cut into the paint. But it's outside of her reach. And the U.S. gets the ball back, up by one. Couple substitutions for Valley Heights. Audra Steinford checks back in. Here's the inbound. It finds the hands of Brenna Eady, the sophomore for D. West. And up ahead to Claire Cole, back in the game, the senior. You know, to the far side wing. To Johnson, fires away the three and knocks it down. Kyra Johnson with her first basket of the game. And it's 12-8. Swearingen's pass deflected at midcourt, stolen away by D. West, and she's fouled. That was Johnson with the steal. And that is the fourth team foul against Valley Heights. None have been charged against D. West. The inbound goes to Eady. Gives it to Johnson. She'll drive, bounce pass. Goes right back to Johnson. Kick it out. Good ball movement so far in this young possession for Donovan West. Cole has her pass deflected. It's loose, picked up by Swearingen in the fast break. 2-on-1, bounce pass, deflected out of bounds. Loose ball is it? No, they're going to say a foul before it went out of bounds. The far side official came running in from half court, made the call, despite the ball being the near side block. That's a long ways to be calling that one, as neither of the near side officials made that call. Here's the inbound for Valley Heights. Underneath the basket and getting pushed in the back was Taya Smith. So the first charge foul against Donovan West. That one goes against Avery Weathersby. Actually, sorry, it'll be the second because they were back-to-back. Johnson committed the first one, Weathersby committing the second one. 1:52 left to go. First quarter, D. West leading Valley Heights 12-8. Swearingen long two off the inbound catch. No good. Offensive rebound. Shut up. Good on the putback by Delana Mark. She's got six. It's now 12-10. Pass up ahead is intercepted. Valley Heights gets a steal in the press. Weathersby trying to throw it in the middle of three Valley Heights Mustangs. Swearingen dribbles it off I believe it was her own foot. He goes out of bounds. We go to Donovan West. So turned right back over. Gotten a little bit sloppy here, but the defense has been really good for both teams. Press brought on by Valley Heights again on the inbound. It's Cole. And a throw into the near side corner is over the head of a Leatherman, the intended target, and out of bounds. Ann Turber checks back into the game for Valley Heights. 12-10. D. West in front at home. 1:16 left, first quarter. Near side corner, Turber with the catch. Top of the key for Taya Smith. Swearingen with it. Dribble to the middle of the court from the far side wing. And a pass that was a little bit wide of Ann Turber, but she's able to corral it with one hand somehow. It was very impressive. Picks up her dribble, bounce pass. Finds the hands of Merch. She drives right side, down to the corner. Splitting a defender. Shot up no good, too strong. Off the glass by Taya Smith. Rebound D. West. Coming up the sideline is Cole getting bumped by Swearingen. No call. 45 seconds left, opening quarter. Top of the key. Eady with it. Bounce pass. Finds the hands of Johnson. Now right back to Eady. Might be playing for one shot possibly as Valley Heights is in a 2-3 zone now. Driving from the far side wing is Cole swinging around the perimeter. Leatherman. Short corner catch from Johnson, now into paint, shot up, turn around by Johnson, by Howard Johnson is no good, offensive rebound, gets her own miss, shot up, second try, that one's no good, and loose ball on the floor, picked up by Eady, 10 seconds left, U.S. gets another chance, to extend their lead, it's 12-10, U.S. out in front, bounce pass, goes to Cole, but it is out of the reach of Cole, and out of bounds with 3.2 seconds left, Ellie Heights now has a chance to tie or take the lead. Professor Tushin here with Stein checking back in. He's going to come in for Johnson, who just committed that last turnover. Here's the inbound, 3.2 seconds left at half court, and finding a way a long three, and missing the mark was Merck, and that is the end of the first quarter. 12-10, our score. D. West leading at home. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here in our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
12-10. Our scores go to the second quarter. D. West leading at home against Valley Heights. Valley Heights will get the ball at the break, and back we go. Battle of the Mustangs in CBL play. That's the far, rather the near side corner. As Maggie Turber puts it on the floor. Top of the key for Delana Merck. Gives it up, coming across and stopping is Taya Smith. She'll hand it off to Swearingen. Far side wing. Driving, Merck. She has 6 points on the first quarter. One dribble, and Smith gives it up. Bounce pass to a cutting Maggie Turber, and a travel is called against Smith. 6 points for Delana Merck, 6 points for Avery Weathersby, leading their teams respectively. So Edie gets it across half court, past Valley Heights press. Wettstein kicks it out to Edie. High post catch for Weathersby. Driving baseline, shot up from Johnson is good. Kyra Johnson now has 5 points. It's 14-10, Donovan West. Donovan West, once again, also bringing on their press. Spinning away from pressure is Maggie Turber, but she double dribbled it. Our team's press have been very effective so far. Our team's forcing a lot of turnovers. 7:03 left to go, second quarter. Here from Highland, Kansas. 2-3 zone brought on by Valley Heights. It's a stretch 2-3 zone. They're coming way out from beyond the perimeter. Top of the key catch. Nice dribble drive crossover. Edie, long two is good. Beautiful crossover by Brenna Edie. She has 5. It's now 15-10, largest lead of the game. Pass deflected, and Sorensen's able to pick it up. Valley Heights retains possession. Now pass to the near side. Block is stolen away as Seinfurt was the intended target, so D. West does get a steal. They'll now look to push. Bounce pass. That's stolen away by Swearingen. Now Valley Heights looking to push. Near side, the left-hand layup is out of bounds. Swearingen wanting a foul. Not going to get it, though. .619 now left in the second quarter. All points here tonight from both teams have been from their starters. No bench points for either team just yet. Edie cross half court. Lob pass. Short corner, near side. Rather far side. For Katie Johnson. Meeting my nears and my fars since I'm directly underneath the basket here tonight. Edie going to her right. Bounce pass. From the near side for Claire Cole. The senior has it. High post catch for Weathersby. Kicks it out. Off the dribble shot. Blocked. Cole. On the shot attempt and the rebound from Maggie Turber, the 5'8 guard from Valley Heights. She'll bring it up herself. Near side wing for Swearingen. She'll penetrate and she's pushed, I believe, by Edie. And it is. That is going to be her first personal, third team foul against Donovan West. underneath the Donovan West basket. Valley Heights looking to inbound. Swearingen will do the passing. And the inbound deflected in hands by Kyra Johnson. And Valley Heights will get another crack at this. 5:39 left, second quarter. Still 16-10, Donovan West over Valley Heights. Inbound, near side corner, catch from Scala. Lob down low to Swearingen, shut up off the glass. That one's no good from the near side. And a rebound pulled down by Wettstein. U.S. looking to push. Poked free by Maggie Turber. We'll stay with D. West. Far side corner inbound. That goes to Johnson. And we're back underway. Kara Johnson bounce pass. High post for Weathersby. Turns, fires to the far side. And cutting underneath the basket was Katie Johnson. Pass to her was intercepted. Valley Heights now goes the other way. Near side corner, three ball on the way. That one by Merck is left a little bit short. Long rebound picked up by Kaylee Scala of Valley Heights. Her pass partially deflected, but into the hands of Turber. She drives. Her shot from straightaway no good. D. West now looking to push, and Wettstein is fouled from behind, going up the courts. Edie and Leatherman checking in for D. West. Katie Johnson. Excuse me, that's Claire Cole and Melina Wettstein exiting. So Edie bring it up once again. Weathersby. Here's Leatherman. The drive baseline inside. Shot up and good. Nice drive by Kyra Johnson from the near side corner. Finishing with the right hand. She now has seven. It's 18-10. Merck is going to bring it up. It's stripped away by Edie. Good hands. She'll have a one-on-one fast break. It gets poked free and stolen by Maggie Turber. She'll pass up ahead, and now Valley Heights looking to push. Right left side by Anna Turber. And a foul is called against D. West on the shot from Delana Merck. Anna Turber with a nice little touch pass. And Merck with some free throws here. Merck with 6 points so far on the night. First free throw left a little bit short. Steinfurt and Taya Smith checking back in for Valley Heights. Swearingen and Ann Turber going to the bench. Second free throw for Murky is good. Begin 18-11. Johnson brings it up. Senior bounce pass to the sophomore Edie. She gives it up. Near side post. Weathersby picks out the perimeter. Three-pointer on the way by Edie is pure. That is her second three-pointer of the game. She has eight. It's now 21-11. Donovan West leading with 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Dave Smith gives it up to Merck. The top of the key, pass deflected. And there's Dave's last touch by Scala. Fantastic defensive play on the perimeter by Avery Weathersby, the senior forward for Donovan West. Timeout's going to be called by Valley Heights. D. West leading 21-11, 3:54 left, second quarter. You're listening to our Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
21-11 is our score. D. West to leading Valley Heights with 3:54 left to go in the second quarter. Girls game, boys game to follow. Jared Sluppy with you from Highland, Kansas. Pass is intercepted by Valley Heights as Claire Cole threw that pass from the near side wing to the far side wing and a jump ball. And that's going to be Valley Heights basketball. The far side wing to the corner. Smith to drive, stops from the far side elbow, jab step. Maggie Turber kicks at the corner to the near side to Scala. Kicks off the key. Delana Merck drives, kicks. Nice little jab step move. And Maggie Turber goes from the top of the key and scores. And has the first points off the bench from either team. 21-13. Top of the key, Edie. Looks on. Passes to Leatherman from the far side wing. Short corner catch from Katie Johnson. That kicks it out to the perimeter. Three-pointer on the way by Claire Cole is no good. And a nice snag on the rebound by Taya Smith. Kelly Heights now goes the other way. And pass is deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Valley Heights. Got one score for you. Clifton Clyde leading Wetmore 38-4. Been a bit of a rough season for Wetmore so far. Clifton Clyde, a team that certainly is on the brink of doing something really special this season. Currently ranked number 9 in the state. Here's a drive baseline by Smith. Top of the key. Haley Scala with it. Near side wing, Merck in the corner. Smith now top of the key. Catch three-pointer by Maggie Turber. Left a little bit short. Rebound picked up by Claire Cole. Goes to push. She gets knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with D. West. Soaring Jen checking back in. She's been getting good minutes off the bench for Valley Heights. Steinford comes to the bench. Inbound to Kyra Johnson. She'll set up the play. Valley Heights zone now coming into the perimeter. Was more aggressive earlier. Well, they sink in just a bit. Near side wing catch by Leatherman goes through her hands and out of bounds. So turnover for D. West. 2:13 left. Second quarter, 21-13, D. West leading Valley Heights. D. West trying to stay perfect in league play. They're 2-0 currently. Possible pass near side. Catch corner. Drive baseline side by Maggie Turber. And she carried it. Another turnover. Valley Heights, they are 0-1 in league play. 2-2 on the season. Currently ranked number 9 in class 2A. 2 minutes even now left to go. As Johnson brings it up. Stopped at the elbow. Pull-up jumper by Weathersby. Is no good, but she's fouled. As that pass didn't go more than 2 feet, those passes are usually pretty dangerous. The Weathersby made the catch. She took one dribble, went up, and she was hacked on the arm. So Weathersby to the charity stripe. First free throw on the way is good. She's got 7. Kara Johnson also has 7, and Brenna Eady has the team leading 8 points. Maggie Turber off the bench has a 2-point field goal as well. That free throw is good as well. Now 23-13, D. West. Valley Heights facing the D. West press. They get across half court to Swearingen along the near side. From the near side to the far side corner, the catch made. And a little touch pass to a cutting Turk. Excuse me, Delana Merck. And she was bumped. A foul against D. West. Number 6, both teams with 16 fouls. That second personal foul against Avery Weathersby, the senior for D. West. Inbound by Maggie Turber. The far side corner. The top of the key catch made by Taya Smith. Near side wing. Swearingen has it. Now the top of the key for Maggie Turber. A spin move to the inside from the far side elbow. No good on the shot, though. The second try for Olivia Scala, and she's fouled. She'll get 2 free throws. That foul will go against Leatherman. That is her first, team 7th. First free throw on its way and too strong. More try, trying to eat into this 10-point deficit for Valley Heights. That one no good up the left side, 0-for-2. And Swearingen comes flying in and gets the offensive rebound. It's another try for Valley Heights here. Maggie Turber, call the play here. Get a screen to go to the right side. Good switch by Kyra Johnson. Swearingen now with a catch with 1:08 to go in the first half. Dribbles retreating to the top of the key, and she'll drive right side. And she gets a 5-second call. That's very impressive as she was dribbling that entire time. Very impressive defense by D. West. That was Kyra Johnson defending Swearingen. and 1 minute even left to go. 23-13, D West leading Valley Heights. BD, bounce pass, near side corner, top of the key, and get ball moving. Johnson now makes the catch in the near side corner for Claire Cole. Johnson now retreats. Maybe looking for one shot. See if Valley West, they do bring some pressure here, trying to force another shot. Near side catch, Weststein. Corner to corner pass, they'll kick it out. Edie tries a three. This one left a little bit short. Maybe gets her third make of the day. 30 seconds left. Valley Heights going the other way. Looked like it was a carry, but not getting the call. Drive baseline shot is good by Maggie Turber. She now has four. It's 23-15. 17 seconds left for Donovan West. Jab step. Edie trying to break away from her defender. We're still in that aggressive 2-3 zone. Near side corner, 8 seconds left. And a pass goes to nobody. Valley Heights with the steal. 5 seconds left. And a pass up ahead to Swearingen out of bounds with 0.8 seconds left. So Valley Heights unable to do anything with that turnover there. D West with probably not going to get a shot off here with 0.8 seconds left. Having to go the full distance of the court. And now I'll do it for the first half. It's 23-15 in favor of Donovan West. We'll step aside quickly for our halftime report coming up next. Brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Once again, our score at the half is Donovan West 23, Valley Heights 15 here on our Game of the Week. Brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Here on 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
If you're toy shopping this year, don't miss the selection and the special toy sale pricing at Hein and True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca. Through December 31st, save 20% off toys. And these are name brand toys like Tommy, Bruder, and Big Farm. Heinen's has a great selection of farm tractors and implements, construction equipment toys, and other toys that'll bring hours of enjoyable playtime for your kids and grandkids. See the toy savings you'll find at Hein and True Value Farm Supplies at 307 Main in downtown Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon.
NVCH is proud to have Dr. Thompson in our outpatient clinic. Dr. Thompson is an ophthalmologist who specializes in cataracts. A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye that affects the vision. More than half of all Americans will have cataracts by the age of 80, and surgery is the only way to remove a cataract. If you believe that you have cataracts or other eye issues you need to see a specialist for, ask your local physician or optometrist to see Dr. Thompson at NVCH. We're people you know, care you trust.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
23-15 is our score. Donovan West leading Valley Heights as we are at the break here on our halftime show, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Taking a look at your stats from the first half. Leading the way in scoring for Valley Heights is Delana Mark, and she has 7 points for her first half. And Maggie Turber, she has 4 points off the bench. And Audra Steinfurt, she has a pair. As for Donovan West, 8 points apiece for Avery Weathersby and Brenna Edie, and 7 points for Kyra Johnson. And those three have made up all of their points so far. No bench points for the Mustangs, and 4 points for Valley Heights off the bench. So far, it's been kind of a defensive-oriented, heavy-style game so far. A lot of turnovers, a lot of forced turnovers, Both teams bringing pressure in the backcourt, forcing turnovers on the presses, and some bad passes have been made, and feels like also not a whole lot of points off turnovers as well. Seems like it's been a lot of back-to-back-to-back turnovers. So both teams hoping to play a little bit cleaner ball here going into the second half. This is a Jonathan West team that's averaged about 17 turnovers a game on their season, which is about around the league average. So for Valley Heights, they're looking to try to get some more shots from outside of 5-10 feet, because they haven't been able to really get many of their jump shots to fall. It's been a lot of inside shots, and that's been it. In fact, they have not made a three-point shot here tonight so far, and it's been a lot of shots that have just been inside the paint. So they'd like to be able to expand their shot a little bit, or their shot vocabulary, if you will, and make some long-range jumpers and get some better looks in the second half. As for D-West, they've been doing a good job of moving the ball. They just need to be a little bit cleaner with some of their passes, make them a little more crisp, better timing, and they should be able to come out with a victory if they can do that. As for Valley Heights on defense, they can convert some of those turnovers into points, come back the other way, score with some layups and transition. That is a big way that they could be able to come out with victory on the road here this evening. But it was a back-and-forth one. Definitely both teams are still in this one. I don't think Valley Heights has, I definitely think Valley Heights can still win it. They just have to play a little bit cleaner. In the U.S., if they do a few things right, just play good fundamental basketball here in the second half, they should be able to come out with a home victory. All right, we'll step aside for a quick break. We'll take a look at some of the other area games and the standings in the TBL. You're listening to the Halftime Show, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Houghton on K-16. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Houghton on Highway 16. I get our score at the half. It's Jonathan West, 23, Valley Heights, 15, here on our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Donovan West leading at home against Valley Heights, 23-15 at the half, as we take a look at how these two teams have gotten to where they are today. First for Valley Heights, they come into this one 2-2. On December the 1st, they had a game against Riley County, lost that one in a heartbreaker. 39-36 was the final for their opening night. They then bounced back with a pair of victories back-to-back on the 6th and the 9th of December against Marysville and Republic County, winning 49-27 and 55-24, respectively. And in their most recent game this past Tuesday against Frankfort, losing at home 40-36 to end their little three-game home stint for Valley Heights. So they are now 2-2. They're still ranked number 9, according to the KBCA polls. As for D-West, they did have their game versus ACCHS postponed due to some of the personal reasons So take a look at how things have gone for them. Axel, rather, they won versus Axel. I did that earlier. They won versus Axel on December the 2nd, 49-26. Then they lost at Riverside, 36-33 on the 6th. And then they got a full week to prepare for Troy as they won that one 57-28. Looking at what's up to come for both these two teams, this is it for Valley Heights going into the break. So they'll jump right out of the gate with three road games back-to-back-to-back and one home game. And then they go to the TDL tournament, then another road game. So their second home game after the break isn't until January 31st. So it's at Washington County, at Troy, and an out-of-league game against Minneapolis on the 10th. And then the home game is against Rossville, so another out-of-league game before the TDL tournament. As for D-West, after tonight, they do play Valley Falls coming up on Monday before they have their break. Then out of the break, they play at Frankfort on January 3rd, at home versus Washington County, then Centralia on the 6th and the 10th, and then the TDL tournament followed by Blue Valley on the 27th at home, then Axel on the 31st of January. And looking once again at the standings in the TDL, first place goes to Hanover and Donovan West. They're both 2-0 in league play. Centralia and Frankfort tied for third. They're both 1-0. Axel and Troy are both 1-1, with Clifton, Clyde, Lynn, and Washington County have yet to play a league game prior to last night. Valley Heights and Onega are tied for 10th place at 0-1, and Blue Valley, Randolph, and Wetmore are both 0-2. How about Frankfort, 5-0, Clifton Clyde's 4-0, Hanover's 3-0, some really good teams. Donovan West, I mentioned them, Centralia. I mean, there's some really good teams here in the TVL here this season. As we are back underway with the second half. Here we go, D-West with the ball first. They're on the far side of the courts. Westine, pass to Edie, had a very nice first half. She'll give it up. The corner, three ball on the way. Johnson misses that one a little too strong. And out of bounds as Claire Cole tried to gather the offensive rebound. So Valley Heights will get it. D-West bringing on that press once again. They're going to have to be successful against it if they want to make a comeback here. Pass up ahead is thrown away. Weathersby makes the steal. But another, was it off the foot of a Mustang? Yes, it was. So not a turnover, but it's kind of what I was saying in the first half. D-West and Valley Heights have been getting their steals. They've been getting steals, but then on the other side, they turn the ball right back over. It's been kind of just one of those games where those teams have had a tough time holding on to the ball. Good sign. It's on the floor once and gives up to Edie. Point guard, bounce pass to the far side corner for Claire Cole. The senior gives it back to Edie, the sophomore point guard for Donovan West. Going against, once again, that Valley Heights 2-3 zone. Playing extended to the perimeter. Cross-court pass, baseline to baseline. Giving it to Claire Cole. Gives it right back to Kyra Johnson. Drives baseline, stops. High post catch from Weathersby. Shut up, no good. And on the rebound, picked up by Kyra Johnson. But the whistle is going to be a foul against... It's going to be against Donovan West. So it goes the other way. Weathersby commits the foul on the rebound as her third. Valley Heights has another chance against that D-West press. And that's a travel. Pass from Merck to Ann Turber. She turned, or excuse me, beg your pardon, Kaylee Scala. She turned and took too many steps. Another turnover. Valley Heights, D-West has another chance at it. Still 23-15. Valley Heights has not had the ball on the D-West side of the course. It's fast deflected. Edie gets it, though. Kick in the corner. Howard Johnson gives it up. Baseline to baseline. Claire Cole in trouble. Top of the key, driving right side. Kick it out. Weathersby thinking about the long two. Set gives it up. Drives by Johnson. Stopped 15 feet away from the basket. And she's fouled. See if that's on the floor or going up. That one goes against Maggie Turber. That is her first. Team's first. They are going to say two free throws coming for Kyra Johnson. First free throw is good. There's our first points of the second half. Ellis Swearingen checking back in for Valley Heights. Very good on defense and rebounding so far. Second free throw for Kyra Johnson. Rattles all over the place and drops. She has 9 now, leading all scorers. It's 25-15. Swear Engine puts it on the floor. Bounce pass up ahead, trying to get it across half court. Swear Engine does, but she carried it right at half court. So another turnover for Valley Heights, just trying to get the ball and get a chance at getting a shot up, but they have not been able to yet this half. That's the third time they've turned it over in the backcourt. 6:16 left to go in the third quarter. Edie, top of the key, bounce pass, cross court from Weststein in the corner to Claire Cole on the near side. She's double-teamed. Ball is loose, picked up by Swearingen. They're looking to push it up ahead. Right side layup by Maggie Turber, too strong. And rebound is tied up. So an opportunity for Valley Heights. They couldn't capitalize, but the possession arrow will stay with Valley Heights. Underneath the basket, Selena Merck. Inbounds it to Swearingen. She's double-teamed, but she'll get the shot up and good from the far side block. And Swearingen with her first basket of the day off the bench. Now 25-17. D. West still in the lead. 5:48 left, third quarter. Near side corner. Katie Johnson with it. The sophomore gives it up. Nice backdoor cut. Shot up and good. A Claire Cole and one. Well, that was a late whistle. A Claire Cole gets the hoop and the harm. And it's her first basket of the day for the senior. Try to finish off this three-point play. Free throw on the way. And too strong. Loose ball on the rebound is picked up by Ann Turber. Trying to get away from a double team. Able to do so. Pass up ahead across half court. They get it to Steinfurt. They're able to break the little pressure brought on after the miss on the free throw. Now into the half-court offense for Valley Heights, trailing 27-17. The right side clearing out her teammate is Turber. Scala goes away from the ball. High post catch from Steinfurt to the top of the key. Near side corner. Getting rid of it quickly is Ann Turber to the top of the key. Maggie Turber, nice job trying to split the double team, but does lose it. Picked up by Valley Heights. Three ball on the way by Ann Turber is here. First three ball of the day for Valley Heights. It's now 27-20. Good response by Valley Heights. Crossover dribble by Edie. Gives it to Claire Cole. She drives baseline. Bounce pass back to Brennan Edie. Back to Cole. One dribble gives it back to Edie. Back and forth on the perimeter against Valley Heights 2-3 zone. Edie gives it back from Weststein. Thought about the three. Instead, Edie holds on to it. High post catch by Kara Johnson. Kicks it out. Short corner. Long jumper. No good by Katie Johnson. Long rebound picked up by Edie. Edie gives it to Weststein. Fires away the three. That one no good off the left side. Rebound goes to the right side and a foul against Jonathan West on the rebound against Katie Johnson, the sophomore for D. West. 4:10 left to go, third quarter, 27-20. And Donovan West with a 3-possession lead. Inbound for Valley Heights to get things started against this press, before their press break, excuse me. And a crossover dribble, and that's going to be a timeout call for Valley Heights. They didn't like how things were going. They weren't able to get the ball across the free throw line in about 6 seconds. So why is timeout called by Coach Broxton? Let's step aside for 30 seconds. 4:02 left to go in the third quarter. It's 27 for Donovan West, 20 for Valley Heights. Here on your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
KMZA.
Now take a look at the KBCA Class 2A rankings. We talked about Berean Academy being number one. They were able to knock off number 5, Garden Plain, yesterday And they're done for the break. They don't play again until January 3rd. Mention them because that was who they lost, or rather who Valley Heights lost to in the state tournament. They are number 9 in the polls after defeating, rather losing to Frankfort on Tuesday. Valley Heights out of the press break, and it's a carry. And that is their fourth turnover in the press break formation against that stingy Donovan West press. Inbound for D. West from the far sideline. Edie has the top of the key. To the far side corner, Katie Johnson was on the floor once, and gives up 2 Leatherman who checks into the game during the break. Edie with the left hand, pulls up 15-footer. That one's no good off the left side of the rim. And jump ball. Farrah Johnson and Kaylee Scala tied it up there. And possession arrow belongs with D. West. Lob in the inbound to Katie Johnson from inside the paint. Shot up good from 6 feet away. Katie Johnson with her first basket of the game. It's now 29-20. Swearing in. Pass to nobody. Out of bounds. Another turnover by Valley Heights against the press. 3:21 now left, third quarter, 29-20. The U.S. leading Valley Heights. Battle of the Mustangs in TVL play. Short corner catch by Cole. Kicks it out to the corner. Leatherman now to Cole, is in the corner. Leatherman's going to fire away a three. You know, Leatherman a little too strong on that one. Rattled in and out. Rebound Valley Heights. The Scala pulling it down, trying to get past the press. Once again, they do so. Cross half court by Ann Turber. Turber slows it down to set up the half court offense. Man-to-man defense brought on by Donovan West. Top of the key catch from Taya Smith. Drives right side, shot up by Swearingen from the corner along the far side for three. No good, but a long rebound by Kaylee Scala, and she dribbled it out of bounds. Another turnover for Valley Heights. Jonathan West could just capitalize on some of these turnovers here. They would be able to pull away. See if they can do it right here. Trying to get a double-digit lead for the first time tonight. This one's stolen away. Edie threw it into the hands of Ann Turber, and she'll bring it back as near half court. She's double-teamed. She gives it up to Kaylee Scala. At the near side court, rather, excuse me, the far side corner to Kaylee Scala. The near side. Pass down low. And Olivia Scala can't get the shot to go. Offensive rebound, turnaround jumper is good by Kaylee Scala, the 5'9 guard for Valley Heights. That's her first basket of the day. Now 29-22. With 1:48 left to go, third quarter. Cole, top of the key, gives up her dribble, past the high post. Johnson has a lane to drive, shot up, and it's good. Basket in the bruise for Kyra Johnson, the senior, looking to finish off the old-fashioned three-point play. Going to go up by 10. .142 left to go after that foul committed by Olivia Scala. That is her first, team's third. Free throw on the way. That one's no good after she was 2 for 2 in the last trip. She's got 11, and it's 31-22, 1:33 left to go. Third quarter. Pass to the far side corner, driving baseline. Good look for Delana Merck, who's been held scoreless here this quarter. We'll kick it back out. A drive middle, nice dump off pass, shot up left short by Olivia Scala. U.S. now with it after the defensive rebound. Edie gives up her dribble, high post, catch for Johnson, gives it up, kicks it out, three-pointer. Weststein, no good. Offensive rebound, Johnson, trying to get it to Weststein. Loose ball, picked up by Edie. She's double-teamed, and timeout called. Very smart one by Perry Smith, head coach for Donovan West. Step aside for a quick 30 here on our Game of the Week, 92.1 KMZA.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Super Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
31-22, Donovan West leading against Valley Heights, 59.7 seconds left, third quarter. Looking more into those Class 2A rankings, Jackson Heights is number two. They're 3-0 after defeating Morehill Mount Academy. They take on a Horton team coming up tonight. They're 1-2 on the season. Go into more depth maybe a little bit later. Here is a pass through the hands of Wittstein and a turnover for B. West. Valley Heights will get the ball back. Smith Center is number three team. 3-1 for the Red Lady. Shut up. And that's a long two that is pure. One full court pass up ahead to Kaylee Scala, and she knocks down the basket. She's got four now, all four coming here in this quarter. Now 31-24, 35 seconds left. Near side corner, Wettstein from the wing, far wing, the corner. Cole thought about the three, said she gives a cross-court pass back to Wettstein. Nice pass inside to Katie Johnson, but she gets stripped of it, trying to go up. Good defense by Valley Heights, still looks to push. 14 seconds left. Far side corner for Taya Smith. Kaylee Scala gives it back to Merck, drives baseline side. Takes it back out, 3 seconds left, shot up through a couple of Donovan West Mustangs. It's no good, and that is how the quarter comes to a close. 31-24, the West trying to hold on. And we'll go to a break. We'll have our fourth quarter. You're listening to our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Here on 92.1 KMZA.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the break, a miss by Valley Heights on a three by Maggie Turber. 31-24, our score. Donovan West trying to put away Valley Heights. Bounce pass, far side corner. Claire Cole with it. Puts on the floor. Gives up a dribble. In trouble. And a pass to nobody. And goes to the corner near half court. And the out-of-bounds line, it is out-of-bounds, and it'll go to Valley Heights. 11 points for Kyra Johnson. She leads all scores for D. West. 8 points apiece for Avery Weathersby and Brenna Eady. And 7 points for Delena Merck. Still leads Valley Heights scores. Trying to pass it inside, deflected by Kyra Johnson, but back into the hands of Valley Heights. Shot up is no good by Kaylee Scala. Rebound D. West. They'll look to push. Eady. Pass, that one is deflected by Maggie Turber out of bounds. They'll stay with D. West. Reminder that the boys' game is coming up here in just a little bit. Valley Heights boys' team are 2-2 as well. Donovan West still looking for that elusive first win. They are 0-4 on the young season. Inbound for D. West. Wettstein with a catch. Shot up that one a little too strong. In on the rebound, out of bounds. Parrot reps you meet their Cole. Had her foot on the baseline while she touched it last. 6:57 left to go in the game. Still 31-24. Valley Heights looking to push. Gets that press break. Dribbling up the near sideline is Scala. Pass ahead. Trying to find Maggie Turber. Deflected. Good hustle by Wettstein. Knocked out of bounds. I'll tell you what, not the West. You know, just have so many great athletes on this team. You can rotate girls in and out. Bring on that pressure. It's going to be a tough team to knock off. TVL play. Near side wing. Turber with the catch. Dribbles to the corner. Gives it up top of the key for Merck. far side corner for Turber. Anna Turber, that is. And, excuse me, not Anna. Top of the key catch. Three ball on the way by Kaylee Scala. That one way off the mark. Rebound by Kyra Johnson. The West senior pushes along the right side, going end to end, and a block is called. Trying to set the charge for Valley Heights was Merck. Well, she was unable to get the call. 6:21 now left to go. And that foul against Merck is her fourth. She had a nice first half. At 6 points in the first quarter. Hasn't been able to get anything going since. First free throw a little bit too strong off the back iron. No good for Kyra Johnson. She made her first two free throw attempts and has now missed two in a row after being an and one. Try to snap that little two-miss streak right here. That one's no good. Left that a little bit short. Rebound for Valley Heights is Maggie Turber. She'll give it up. Taya Smith. Taya Smith double-teamed by Johnson and Weatherstein. She gives up Swearingen, and she's double-teamed. And timeout's going to be called by Brockstrom. Jordan Brockstrom, the head coach for Valley Heights. 6:08 remaining, 31-24. We'll go ahead and keep it here. It's a full timeout. We've got some opportunities to talk about these rankings. I've been able to talk about them here. So at number three, Smith Center, they defeated St. John's Tipton this past Saturday. They play Oakley tonight on the road. Should be a win for them. They're just 1-3. Hillsborough is 4-1. They actually lost their game yesterday to Southeast of Saline, and their next game will be until next Tuesday against Council Grove. Garden Plain is number 5. As mentioned earlier, they lost to number 1, Berean. That was last night. It was a 34-30 slugfest. They got to take on Andale coming up next Tuesday. St. Mary's Colgan out of Pittsburgh, Kansas. They are 4-0. They defeated Riverton 60-27. They're going to go all the way to Liberal, Kansas. And they are 5-1. That should be a very interesting matchup. Remington is number 7. They're 4-2. They lost to Cheney last night, 42-27. That was a pretty fun one for most of the game. Hoxie is number 8. They are undefeated 4-0. They defeated Hodgman County on Saturday. They take on Hill City. As mentioned, Valley Heights is number 9. Wichita Independent is number 10. And we're back underway. Valley Heights with the ball. Top of the key making the catch is Kaylee Scullip. Swearingen drives baseline. She sees a lane. Shot up is no good. Drawing the charge was Johnson. No foul was called on either player. And the rebound on the miss picked up by Donovan West. To me, like that was a pretty good charge taken by Johnson, not getting the call. Going from end to end is Wettstein. She had it stripped out of bounds, and it will stay with Valley Heights. Here's the inbound. Excuse me, for D-West. Beg your pardon. Had that wrong. Inbound. Edie with a three-point attempt. No good. Offensive rebound by Weathersby. Shot up. That one's good. Off the dribble, and Avery Weathersby has her first field goal make since the first quarter. She has 10 now. Valley Heights does get across half court. Now triple teamed, getting away from pressure is Maggie Turber. To the near side wing, three ball on the way by Kaylee Scala. That one a little too strong. Long rebound picked up by Valley Heights. Offensive rebound, shot up, no good by Kaylee Scala. And rebound now for D. West. The other way is Claire Cole. She got poked free. It's stolen away. This is Maggie Turber going end to end. The left hand layup, no good, too strong. Lost control, picked up by Wettstein, and she gets ran into, and she's fouled. So a lot of chaos here, bodies flying everywhere. 33-24 is our score, D-West leading Valley Heights, 4:56 remaining. Morehill Mount leading Pleasant Ridge, 23-19 at the half. Sabetha defeated Jefferson West, 40-24. ACCHS beat McLeod 65-17. Nemaha Central beats Perry LeCompton 53-7. So scores for you across our area. So Edie bounce pass into Cole. Far side wing gets a screen. Uses it for one dribble, then stops. Gives it up top of the key to Kyra Johnson. Hands it off to Edie. Drives right side next. Crossover dribble near side. Cole thought about the three instead of head fakes. Pulls it down. Ball pass to ED from the Donovan West logo. They'll reset. Bounce pass inside. And Weathersby makes her move, but she double dribbled it, is the call. I don't know how they got that call and didn't exactly see how that happened. But it'll be Valley Heights ball. Valley Heights once again trying to break that press, and it was Swearingen who traveled. Another final, Hiawatha defeating Fulton 45-40. Oh, excuse me, 45-30, beg your pardon. Here's ED top of the key. 4:15 left to play. D-West leading 33-24. Not really being super urgent to try to score. Playing keep away, kind of, as a foul is called against Valley Heights. That one goes against Ann Turber for third, team sixth. So free throws coming on any foul moving forward. Cole on the inbound. The near side wing dribbles baseline and stops. Trying to find somebody. Your pass deflected and stolen away. Hayes Smith coming the other way. Gives it up to Ann Turber. Turber gives it up to Merck. Merck fires away the three. That one's no good. Rebound for Katie Johnson. Sophomore hands it back to Cole, and she'll give it up to Kyra Johnson. Nice crossover dribble. Gets past her defender. Now kicks it. Thought about the short corner shot. Instead, Weathersby pulls it down. Kicks it out. And now trying to slow it up. Coach Smith. Things kind of calm down a little bit. Playing a little too quick here. Nice look inside. Katie Johnson fouled from behind before she could even get a shot up. As Ann Turber goes from behind and gets the push. That is her third. Excuse me, her fourth. Last one was her third. So that will be 1-1 free throws coming up for Katie Johnson, the Donovan West forward. She has 2 points so far on the day, and she'll make her first. Largest lead of the game. It's now a 10-point lead for Donovan West. With 3:23 remaining. Second one on the way. That one is no good. Rebound by Swearingen. Full court pass up ahead. Finds the hands of Maggie Turber. She'll lay it in. Maggie Turber off the bench now has 6 points for Valley Heights. Back to an 8-point deficit for Valley Heights. One dribble and a handoff. Tara Johnson, far side corner. Is on the floor a few times. Lobs it to Edie. Underneath the basket, swatted away by Swearingen. Valley Heights comes down with it. Pass up ahead to Swearingen, has a pass to the basket. She gets bumped. It's a blocking foul. And she'll get some free throws as she can get her shot to go. Weathersby tried to set the charge, but I think she set it just a little bit too early and picks up her fourth personal foul. 2:48 left to go. Chance to make this a two-possession game with some free throws here by Swearingen. Person on the way. That one is good. She now has three. Timeout is called by Donovan West. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. 34-27 D-West leading here on 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
KMZA.
Second free throw was good. Swearingen made it, and it's now a two-possession game. It's 34-28. U.S. with the ball out of the break. Here's Kyra Johnson with it. She'll call the play here. Backing down her defender, Taya Smith. Far side wing to Edie. Lob pass to Katie Johnson. Has her hands, but she kicks it out. Curry Smith calling out the play. On the near side wing. Cole gives it up. Top of the key. Katie Johnson up far side. Kyra Johnson gives it to Weathersby off the screen from the low block. Had it swatted out and she fouled. So free throw's coming up for Avery Weathersby. He has to make this a three possession game once again. 2:13 left to go. 34-28. That foul goes against Maggie Turber. That is her second. Team foul number 8. Big free throws coming up here for the Donovan West senior. Elena Wettstein checking back in for D West. Here's the front end of the 1-1. No good. Too strong. Rebound for Valley Heights. Looks like Kaylee Scala got fouled on her way down, but no call. They're going to get across half court. Pressure by D West, and they do so. Scala had Swearingen wide open, but couldn't find her. Driving is Merck. Baseline side from the far side. And Turber is fouled, and Maggie Turber with the free throws. An 8-footer from the short corner. Maggie Turber, 6 points on her day off the bench. First free throw is good. Second try for the 5A guard for Valley Heights. That one rattles off. Rebound by D West. 34-29, D West leading, 1:50 to go. Kara Johnson brings it across half court for D West. Battle of the Mustangs. Nice crossover dribble. Backdoor cut by Edie. Makes the catch and is rejected out of there by Maggie Turber. Loose ball on the rebound. It's a jump ball. Possession arrow favors D West. So it will be Kyra Johnson inbound it. Reminder, there's a men's game coming up after this one. Be sure to stay with us. We'll send it back to the studio for just a little bit and come right back. Here's a shot by Weathersby on the inbound, and she puts it in from the far side block. Weathersby now with 12. It's 36-29. Big time basket for D West. Valley Heights trying to get across half court. Maggie Turber gets it ahead to Delana Merck. Long two on the way is Kira from Kaylee Scala. She's got 6. 1:10 left to go. 36-31. Weathersby across half court. Against Valley Heights pressure. Now gives up a dribble. Hands it off to Kyra Johnson. And Edie has the lane to drive. She'll try to split the defender, but loses it. Here comes Valley Heights with 53 seconds left. And Turber. Top of the key to Maggie Turber. Drives middle. And Swearingen was wide open from the far side block. But Maggie Turber is stripped up and fouled. So she gets some free throws. Chance to make this a one, no, beg your pardon, only the 14th foul against D West. As that one goes against Kyra Johnson as her second. Here's the inbound. Maggie Turber gives it to the corner near, rather, yes, to the near side. Top of the key, now right back to the near side corner for Kaylee Scala. Top of the key, Turber with it from the far side. Nice spin move to the inside, shot up off the glass, thank God! What a move by Maggie Turber! She's got 9. Back the other way, Weathersby on the press break. Catch from Katie Johnson. Shot up is good. Make it part. Claire Cole. Claire Cole scores it. She now has 4 points. So big response by the U.S. 38-33. 26.4 seconds left. Full timeout here on 92.1 KMZA.
Join Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca December 23rd for their annual holiday open house. Enjoy savings of 10% off in-store merchandise all day. Some exclusions apply. And enjoy refreshments from 2 until 5 p.m. The holiday open house at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware December 23rd. All day savings of 10% off in-store merchandise. And refreshments served from 2 to 5. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Stahlbaumer Lumber. Your project starts here.
.1 FM KMZA.
big time game here in TVL play. D West leading Valley Heights 38-33 here from Highland, Kansas. 26.4 seconds remaining. And Valley Heights will get the ball after a Clara Cole 2-point score. This is a big game. Has a lot of significance in the standings this early on in the season. D West is 2-0. Valley Heights off to a rough start. They're 0-1 after losing to Frankfort on Tuesday. Here we go. 24 seconds left. Nice spin for Maggie Turber. Driving. Shot up and going off the glass. She got away from a couple of defenders. She now has 11. 15 seconds left. Pass is deflected. Stolen away. Here's a dish to Swearingen, and she lays it in. And it's a 1-point game. 10 seconds left. And the clock stops with 8.2 seconds left. What a turnaround. A 4-point turnaround for Valley Heights. And how about the two girls off the bench, Maggie Turber and Ella Swearingen? Turber with 7 points in the quarter, 11 for the game. And Swearingen, she has 6 points in the second half, 4 here in this quarter. So it's 38-37. D West had a 10-point lead just a few minutes ago. Unbelievable turn of events. Should be a fun finish. So it is 8.2 seconds left. Jonathan West has the ball underneath their own basket, or underneath the, yes, their own basket. And they'll have to travel the full length of the court. We'll see if they can break the pressure of Valley Heights. It has, it caused a lot of problems in the first half. Not very many here in the second half. Here towards the back half, of course, forcing a huge turnover. And Swearingen able to finish at the rack. All right, so here we go. Swearingen will defend the inbound of Weathersby, the senior for D West. Edie and Johnson are up to receive the pass. It goes to Johnson, and she is fouled. Maggie Turber falling to the ground to make sure the foul was called. As the clock stops with 6.8 seconds left, so 1.4 seconds coming off that clock. 38-37, big free throws coming up for Kyra Johnson. As mentioned, she made her first two. It's missed. Now it's 3 in a row since then. It'll be 1-1 free throws coming. That was 19th foul, third personal against Maggie Turber. Here we go. First free throw on the way. That one no good, but an offensive rebound by Wettstein. And a travel is called on Wettstein. She caught it and fell to the seat of her pants with 4.4 seconds left. So Valley Heights will get a chance here. A timeout's going to be called by, I believe, Donovan West. Let's go and step aside for a quick 30. 38-37. Don't go anywhere. You're on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
4.4 seconds left, and Donovan West leads Valley Heights 38-37, and Valley Heights will get the ball out of the break. Mustangs, Valley Heights Mustangs, finally starting to play like their number 9 ranking. It's been a tough night for them, but they're starting to get it turned on here. So here we go. We'll have to go the full length of the court. 4.4 seconds. Here is the inbound to Swearingen. 3 seconds. Pass up ahead. And a shot at the buzzer. Too strong. No good. It was a good look from the near side wing. That was Kaylee Scala who took it. And that is how the game comes to an end. D West hangs on in a thrilling finish. 38-37 is your final score. We're going to send it to a break. We'll come back and recap everything. What a fun game this was. You're listening to the Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The answer is yes.
SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist in the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score in the girls' game. Doniphan West holds on, surviving against Valley Heights. Final score 38-37. Let's take a look at your unofficial totals from tonight's contest. First for Valley Heights, leading the way in scoring off the bench was Maggie Turber. She had 11 with 7 of those coming in the fourth quarter. 7 points for Delana Merck, 6 apiece for Ella Swearingen and Kaylee Scala. Also had 3 points for Ann Turber and 2 points for Audra Steinfurt. As for Doniphan West, to lead the way in scoring, with 12 points was Avery Weathersby, 11 points for Kyra Johnson, 8 for Brenna Eady, and 4 for Claire Cole, with 3 points from Kitty Johnson off the bench. So Doniphan West controlled it for pretty much the entire game. There was one point where Valley Heights had a lead momentarily, and then Doniphan West kind of ran away with it. They had a 10-point lead with about 4 minutes left in the game, and all of a sudden Valley Heights started turning it on, got a couple baskets, had a 4-point turnaround with less than a minute left. They got a basket, they got a steal on the press, and then they got another basket. All of a sudden it was a 1-point game, but in the end, the Mustangs of Doniphan West were able to survive. They are now 3-1 on the season. As for Valley Heights, they fall to 2-3. Now time to crown our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So your player of the game, going to be a kind of a tough one, honestly. There's quite a few players that I could give this to, but let's go ahead and let's go with Avery Weathersby. She had a good start to the game. She had 6 points in the first quarter. Then she kind of cooled off in the middle quarters, but then got 4 big points at the end of the game. And she led the team in scoring for Doniphan West. They had just 7 points in the fourth quarter, but she had 4 of those 7 points. So she will be our player of the game and your player to bank on. This has been your post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at beoutdoors.com. Once again, your final score, Doniphan West with the victory, 38-37. And we'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for just a bit. Then we'll have the boys' game coming up in about 10 minutes from now is when our clock will hit zeros here from Highland, Kansas. So that's going to do it for this game of the week on 92.1 KMZA. Hope you stick around.